Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray first place is ours to keep. Good, better, best, but fix those mistakes. And quite possibly the North will finally take. Amen.
Amen. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Dan Wiederer. Thanks to Anthony Herron. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Tyler Farengul. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Everybody who texted and called today. My goodness, we went coast to coast. We went San Jose to Charleston.
We did.
Just like that. Thanks to Marshall Harris. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to everybody who listened as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And hello to a victorious edition of the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
I really like the idea of leftover meatballs.
In life and in metaphor, I think they're both good.
I just think that it's a really smart idea by Robbie. Like, it seemed like you guys left so much on the table with all of the people calling into the meatball machine, that you need to have a little overtime with it.
I had leftover meatballs yesterday for lunch, as a matter of fact. And then you know what I did? My wife said, "Would you make me a good soup today? It's cold." So I went shopping, and yesterday was a delightful day. For football all freaking day in the house making soup. And we had soup for dinner.
Oh my gosh, this is crockpot football weather.
Oh, we've hit it.
What's your go-to soup? What are we making here? Well,
soup draft, light them up.
This was a specific request, and it was kind of like an elote soup. It was a chicken, it was a corn chowder, like a Mexican corn chowder.
That sounds hell yeah. Good.
With cotija cheese and some ancho chili powder. And yeah, I made the hell out of that soup.
It's all gone, isn't it?
Oh, no. It'll be dinner tonight.
And everything looks better, tastes better, feels better when the Chicago Bears are winning. Didn't we have like little pieces of that in this show today, guys, where it felt like we're getting different texters, different callers? Like the word is out, like the bear signal is out. We're getting a bunch of calls from people that are in different states who are transplants, who are like, you know, they're on the bandwagon. This is what's happening. 10 games have been played, guys. This is the time where we can be skeptical about the Bears and these wins, and we should be about some of the wins the Bears have had.
But they're still wins.
They're winners. The Bears are winners, and it's time to act accordingly.
Wear your Bears gear in San Jose. Wear your Bears gear in Charleston.
Hell yeah.
Wear your Bears gear in the middle of West Virginia. Who's stopping you? Our transition, by the way, brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
Are you guys still hearing from people who are super skeptical to the point of like, come on, man, just enjoy this?
No, I don't think we have heard from people like that. Even going through the text line where there's usually a lot of naysayers. I think everyone's turned the corner on, okay, they're 7-3. This is here. This is happening. Can't stop what's already happened, which is 7 wins in the last 8 games. I think that's a big part of it. If it was more choppy, maybe, but I think 7 out of 8, and then, of course, the manner in which they're winning these games, it kind of instills this sense of belief that's unbelievable in itself.
Well, I don't know if everybody's turned the corner. Like, it'll be interesting to see how it develops in terms of reaction during our show, Lawrence. But nationally, I know what's happening, and I'm already prepared for, this is the worst 7-3 team I've ever seen, or any of those kinds of things. Because the truth is that the teams they have beaten, not one of them has more than 3 wins. Not one of them. That's okay. It just is what it is. Like, this is not smoke and mirrors, but it's not probably good enough to beat really good teams.
The Vikings
teams.
Have 4 wins. Let's not just shortchange everybody.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. The Bears do now have a victory over a team.
I was about to say, I was like, I'm pretty sure wins.
That doesn't mean like that the win over the Dallas Cowboys, for example, even though they were injured, that doesn't mean that wasn't a good win for the Bears. Just because Washington now sucks and they've lost 6 in a row doesn't mean at the time that the Bears went on the road and beat them that that wasn't a good win. And we know here, because we're Chicago smart, that the Bears
we're in town. I like that. We're in town smart.
Is that what that is?
We are not out of town stupid.
There it is. We're in town intelligent. I'll even take it up a notch if you would like.
Yeah, we have
in town wisdom. We know that the Bears going on the road and winning a divisional game at this point in the season is a pretty damn big deal.
I also would like to point this out. What if they lost those games?
Then we'd be talking about Jake Moody today.
I mean, that's the other part of this is they have 2 options unless you tied with the Packers and the Cowboys. You have 2 options here. So this is the much better one. What would we be saying if they weren't 7-3? What were we saying after week 1 against the Vikings?
This is the schedule that's in front of them. It's the only one that you can play. So this idea that the Bears are trying to get into the CFP is nonsense. If they get to 10 wins, they're getting in. And that's just what it is. So why not sit and enjoy some of that stuff instead of sitting here and being like, well, these are bad wins. And maybe you're right. And Speaks brought up a really great point in our meeting this afternoon. Maybe they are the Vikings from last year. And maybe they do get smashed in the first game of the playoffs. But until then, it just feels like everyone is sitting around waiting to be right about them not being good. When you could be just enjoying the fact that they're sitting in first place by themselves.
Yeah, man. See, that's and I brought it up and I've been thinking about it all day. Last year, all season, we were like, man, are the Vikings any good? I don't know. They're 10-3. I don't know. Are they any good? I don't know. They're 14-3.
It's crazy.
Are they any good? I don't know. Well, here they go in the playoffs. Oh, Sam Darnold got passed. I guess they're not any good. They were 14-3. At some point, in this crazy-ass chaotic league where games end on field goals, like every other game yesterday felt like it was ending like that, and good quarterbacks play bad sometimes in the fourth quarter, you are eventually what your record says you are. Eventually, that's what you are.
Well, inevitably, that's what you are.
That's true.
And I guess their truth will come at some point or another. But for some, it's in the playoffs. And for others, it's
right. I mean, they might
not getting into the playoffs.
They might get to the playoffs with the whole country going, are they any good or not? I don't know, man. I can't figure it out.
We might be saying that.
Here's the other thing. Isn't that a good thing? Because if they do, aren't the best teams usually a little bit ahead of schedule?
As long as they know, and I think they do, Layla, that they're not that good. That heavy improvement needs to be made. That they can't be satisfied when the off season occurs.
That's it.
Right?
This is the most Catholic guilt playoff birth I've ever heard of. Where it's like you make it, and then you're like, I'm not worthy to receive thee, but say the world.
You know why, Layla? Because the last time the Bears were in the playoffs, they shouldn't have been in the playoffs.
And I knew that, and I was on the station talking about it.
Yes, you were. The same. We're talking about in 2020?
But there's a difference between that team and this team.
Yes. Well, the coaches understand what I was just saying, that even no matter what happens this year, unless something really crazy happens, they get to the Super Bowl, they have to look at the team and act accordingly in the offseason. That is not as good as maybe they thought it was, which sounds crazy to say because they're 7-3 and we need to celebrate, but perspective is a good thing, too.
I just want to offer this
as
well.
It is, but we should also like not also think that just because they are currently on an upswing, that upswing continues. Because it can happen so quick, and all you need to do is look at what's happened with Washington this year.
L6.
That was the team that was supposed to go beat everybody, beat everybody this season. And all of those players they brought in, they were on like the last legs of their career. They all turned back into olds real quick. And the quarterback got hurt and started to play to all of the fears that people had about him in the scouting process. Like, all of that stuff happened. That's why, like, the idea of like, well, just look forward to when things are going to be better. You better live in the now in this league or in the known.
Thank you. Ah. Much easier to understand the known.
But yeah. I also want to say, like, I think it's different than in Major League Baseball where you say, oh, just get in and you're okay. That's not the league standard when it comes to playoff teams and how you understand them. It's a little bit more like once you're in, you better try to make a run at a championship.
Because you're probably not going to be there next year.
This
especially in the NFC.
This fact spoke to me all week long, and even going into yesterday, this fact spoke to me. Do you know, before yesterday, did you know who was the favorite to win the Super Bowl, according to all the gambling books yesterday?
The Chiefs, right?
The Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
And they were not in the playoffs going into yesterday. Yeah. And guess what?
They're third in their
division.
They're
still not in the playoffs. Yeah. And now they're down to fourth.
Fourth
favorite. It's the Eagles at plus 500, the Rams at plus 650, the Bills all of a sudden back up to third at plus 800, and still the Chiefs at 5-5. So this
where
concept,
are the Bears?
The Bears,
yeah, where are the Bears?
You have to go pretty far down to get to the Bears. They are behind the Niners and the Jaguars. The Bears at plus 6,000,
really?
Ahead of the Texans. Ooh. And the Steelers and the Cowboys. I think the Steelers might be the only playoff team that's behind the Bears in terms of like team that would be in the playoffs right now. Yeah, the Steelers are it. So that's what the perception is around the league, that the Bears and the Steelers, and that makes sense as you're looking at the playoff odds and who's got a chance to do what. It's the Bears and the Steelers that people don't believe in right now who are in the playoff
field. That'll be make for a fun game this week. The Disbelief Bowl with the Bears and the Steelers. We don't believe. No, we don't believe you.
Disbelief Bowl. Run with it.
Disbelief Bowl.
Are we sure that man is playing or not?
No, we're not.
Are we sure about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I want that man to play.
So do I.
I Me want too. That man to play. Nobody wants to see Mason Rudolph quarterback.
You know what? I want that man to play, and I want CeeDee Gardner-Johnson to sack him multiple times in the game.
Oh,
specifically
yeah.
CeeDee.
You took it to a perfect level.
Why wouldn't you just say, I want to win, and if he plays, fine? Because that's where I'm at with that.
Because we hate that man.
Yeah.
Because it is deep-seated, man. It is like, whew.
It's
like nobody else I've ever hated in sports.
Really?
Oh, yeah, number one.
Mine actually was Brett Favre. That was the only time in my life. Because I really rooted for the worst for
is
him.
Is it the success or the badness or the success and the badness? What is it?
Yes. Absolutely.
But honestly, Marshall, it's mostly the success. And it is.
It's also the badness.
The badness. The most recent iteration was probably his strongest work, and that was when he said, I still own you. I mean, yeah, that was so strong.
The man was not lying.
No, he was right.
No, but it's also the historic badness in terms of this. He destroys franchises from the inside out. Like, he made the Packers thing ugly.
Yep.
He destroyed the entire Jets franchise with his narcissism. He just showed up and broke that thing in half.
The Jets were already well broken when he got there.
Maybe.
This might surprise you, but sometimes dysfunctional people attract each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make so, for great couples.
I stand by my yes.
Two wrongs made right.
I think it's interesting, and I do give him credit for leaning into the bit. Like, even this past offseason, he was leaning into the bit. He doesn't even play for them. That was two teams ago, and he was talking about the Packers as we. As mm-hmm. we.
That's the delusion that I think is really ridiculous, because it's like, no, that was a very ugly breakup. Like, you guys, you can't run around saying that.
Here's what I want. I want Corey Wooten to come out of retirement and sign a one day contract.
Amen.
And end Aaron Rodgers' career Soldier Field, like
end
he ended
career?
Brett Favre's career in
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he was bodily harm upon him?
Well, just, you know, mild bodily harm.
Not like it's doing inevitable. It in the parking lot. Doing it inside
yeah. In the game.
It would be nice if it was on a frozen college football field like it was, wasn't it?
Because they were building the Jewel. Where were you
when Corey Wooten ended Brett Favre's career?
Yes.
It's a thing for Bears fans.
Somewhere grows, there is a picture of a frozen me doing a hit with Boers and Bernstein from that frozen field back when they used to let us on the field.
That's awesome. Yes. What was the temp there that day, Lawrence? Wasn't it below zero? Yes?
It was terrible, and that was also the day I got pulled to the side by Roger Goodell's cronies for asking some questions about some things.
Really? Lawrence, heaven forbid you report.
Really?
Also, is an honorable mention the night that the Bears beat the Packers on Brett Favre night? Because I was here for that. That was in the John Fox era. Remember Brett Favre was like,
Thanksgiving night 2015.
That was John Fox's biggest win as a Bears coach, period.
Like, does that help in this a little at all? Because that was fun to observe.
That was fun. It was fun
to be here for that night.
It wears off quickly.
It doesn't wipe off the stink of the reality of the division. I shared this on Friday. Biggs had it last Monday. Since 2011... the Bears are 30 games under 500 in the division. Every other team in the division is above 500.
That's why the Chicago Wise, as we are, know that that was a big win.
30 games under 500 in the last 15 years.
That's why it was a huge win. That's why yesterday was big, folks.
Huge.
It's all about the dominance and the acknowledgement of that dominance by him, how well he's played. He is, I believe, still the top-rated regular season quarterback of all time. So he's played so great, and he's done so well. And it's not just that he would get the Bears. He enjoyed getting the Bears.
So did they didn't take the North, the Bears. That's just one win.
Well,
but if they –
isn't it fair to say that they have now taken the North and it's now their job to never give it back?
Well, oh, my goodness.
I think you got to get to the end of a season you can say they've taken the North,
but they're willing to possibly give it back for the right
they're
price.
Holding, they're holding
they're
the North.
They're holding the North.
It's in their shopping cart.
It's like
cart,
a reliever.
But they have not checked out. It's not their possession. They have not paid for it.
They're holding the North.
But the North is in their cart. They've taken it off the shelf.
Yes. It is in their shop.
So they have taken the North.
Cart. Yeah, man, the North has kind of been taken, I think.
Look, will you give it back?
I'll just say this. Dan Weider and I are going to enjoy having the correct name of our podcast for maybe a week or two.
No. You need to change it this week to Took the North.
Took the North. It's over. The podcast is over. Our finale episode is on Sunday. That's it. We're out.
Good night, everybody. Possession is 9/10 of the law. They have possession.
Do you really? Realize how bad it is when we can't even accept the fact that it's real?
Yeah. Well, that's you know why? Because we're the ones who watch every inch of what this team has done. So we understand what the Bears are.
That's what it is. We are in-town intelligent, as Mark Grody says.
Boom.
I like how you stepped up from smart to intelligent.
Well, he did that. He offered it.
We're working on it. We're workshopping it right now.
Yes, okay. And here in transition.
Spiegel and I, we're performers, you know?
We all are. We're in-town intelligent, which means we know their flaws. Seriously. We know their flaws. We know the realities are where they are. I think the coach does too. And I really like that.
That's what makes it better and different.
My favorite thing about their standing right now is understanding that, guess what, guys? all NFL teams, just like any other sport, are flawed. Do you know your flaws,
correct,
and can you exploit other teams' flaws?
Yes.
If you could do that, you can go a long ways as a flawed team.
Textures say they have borrowed the North. Here's another one. They have the North on layaway.
Yes, I like that. That's it. That's
the
it.
The North on layaway is great.
It's not mine, officer. I'm just holding the North for a friend of mine.
That's it. We're holding the North.
No, the layaway is beautiful. They don't even do layaway
they
anymore.
Do. Yeah, they do. Layaway. Yeah, they brought it back. Yeah. It's like Florida and... Yeah.
People are poor. Layaway is going to be everything. Yeah.
People kind of need layaway about now.
Are you kidding? Everything is a payment plan.
All right. Well, we
hold the North. HTN. When is that podcast going on?
I took the North, even just for 1 week. Call it took the North.
We might. Maybe we will.
Man,
I don't know what the jokester is going to be able to do though. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Here's what we got coming up on today's show. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about your first place Chicago Bears by themselves, and that's another thing. I think that Detroit losing last night allow for some people that maybe been in the wilderness to be like, hey, it's all right. We can come back now because they're in first place by themselves. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some game balls that were given out. I've got some thoughts on special teams. Tom Brady was pretty good yesterday. We're going to share some of that stuff. Adam Hoge is going to be on the show. We will talk with him about what he saw up in Minneapolis. But we are going to start this thing off by talking about your first place Bears. I have not heard Tanny's open. I cannot wait to hear Tanny's open, and nor should you wait other than after this timeout. So stick around. Spiegel and Holmes is next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.